Okay, we're picking up eight lines from the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Our learning is once again sponsored by Ilui Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara continues with another Memra of Rav Dimi. Ki Asa Rav Dimi Amar B'Yochan Mishmar Lazar Ben Yaakov Meis Tovas Arba Amos LeKriyat Shema. That a Meis Ki Ilu like takes over the Dalad Amos near it in regards to saying Shema. And it's not Lav Dafka only Shema, but it means any mitzvah is forbidden to be done near the grave. One who mocks a dead person, he is blaspheming HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So meaning, it's not a nice thing. The dead people are like a poor person because they can't do mitzvahs. And you're like flaunting to them, hey, look, I could do mitzvahs. That is like Chas Hashem, that's like Ki'ilu, you're cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very upset with that. So that is a din, and that's why we learn, like, a person goes into a basic bar, he's just tucking his tittis, etc., etc. When it comes to Kivrei Tzadikim, that's all under Shapoint. Not getting into that right now, but Etzem, we assume that Kivrei Tzadikim are on a higher level for many of these purposes, for like the Kevin Reb Shem Baruch Chai, Nina Diyom of Lagba Omer, and things like that. We have no problem davening, etc. Also, we're not really within Dalet Amos, we're above it. Also, the mamish close, that's a shaila. Shechter was even machmir about saying Tehillim. That's minhag olam, as we do say, because it's aliyah l'neshama. So we do say Tehillim. Rav Shechter, I think, thought that was divrei Torah. I thought it is a problem, but if I remember correctly. Anyway, that's the din of lo garash charef aso. So the Gemara says Amar Yitzchak. And another point that Rav Shechter used to make point out also is that it's also for somebody who's alive. It's like somebody who can't eat. Let's say so. Rav Shechter was machmir when his father had like a feeding tube. He would never eat in front of him. And that's also charef. That's also like the Rosh Chodesh. So he wasn't able to eat, and he had like a feeding tube. He saw his son now eating in front of him. It's not nice. He thought that was that would be part of this category as well. It's a question how far you would take that. A guy in a wheelchair, you can't walk in front of him. Obviously, you can. So you have to figure out in moderation how that would apply for people who are living. Also, says the Gemara, "Vayta Amar Yitzchak, Amar Biyochanan, Mishum Rabbi Lazar Ben Yaakov, Horgsa Hagdeida Ben Achin, Chorgasa rather, Chorgasa Hagdeila Mina Achin." If you have a stepdaughter who is, she grew up amongst the meaning that you had a woman who had a daughter, and now she married a man with a son, and now they're step siblings. So Asurli Nasil Achin. So the lach is Midarabanan to Mischazik Yachasayo. That Midarabanan, they're Asur, because they grew up together. Everybody's going to think that, oh my gosh, this incest, she's marrying her brother, and therefore it is Asur Midarabanan. And the Gemara says, no, Baloi, Kala Isla Mils. Everybody knows that they were stepbrothers. They were not related at all. And therefore, it would, in fact, be Mutter. That's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch. I think we have a Chumrah, but Be'etzem in Shulchan Aruch, I believe we pass in Lekula. Someone told me in the Chumrah, and he told me that he knows somebody who had this, this happened to them, okay? Ve'amar B'yitzchak Amar B'yochanan Mishum Elazar Ben Yaakov, Leket Shecha Pe'a Sh'asav Megoren, Hukbala Meiser. That when you have Leket Shecha Pe'a, which normally are Pater, the Pasuk tells us, Uva Halevi Ke'enu V'nachala Imcha, Imach rather, the Pasuk is telling us that only for something which is, where he doesn't have an inheritance with you, that comes to exclude Leket Shecham Pe'a, which they do have a portion with you, and therefore they are not Chayav in in Maestros. You're not Chayav in Maestros in Leket Shecham Pe'a. So if that's the case, why over here are we saying that there, when you put make it a final product, you are Chayav in Maestros, Hakbala Maeser? Because generally, we have a Maris Hayin over here that people are going to think that this was just a regular harvest, and they're going to think that the owner is not taking off the proper maestro. So the Gemara says, "Amar ula lo amar ela besada." This halacha is only if the pile was made in a field. Of a year, if the pile was made in the city, kala isla lemilsa, we could assume that everybody knows about this pile was not from the ordinary harvest, but rather just from these matnos aniyim, and therefore there's no maris hayin there to be okay. If you have a vine which is very small, less than a tefach tall, it does not make midarabanan the other part of the field of klaya kerem. The rabbanan don't extend the din of the klaya kerem to this insignificant gefen, which is only going to be less than a tefach. And this halacha that it's okay is shtayim kenegad shtayim v'achas yizdanim. In a case we have two trees like the box, and then one sticking out. If it's kulei kerem, but in a case we have a fully sized vineyard, which generally we assume is 3 rows by 3 rows, the halacha then would be makdish. It would make them midarabanan aser. Because they were the significant, but midrabanan they would still be aser. Amar Yitzchak, Amar Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Lazar Ben Yaakov, turning on to Mem Dalam and Alf. Now Meis Tovis Arba Amos Latuma, that a dead body midrabanan, not just going with to the dead body itself, but within 4 amos of the dead body, one who comes close to that, even if he doesn't touch or pass over it, midrabanan is going to be tame, because we're afraid that somebody might accidentally stick his hand. If he comes too close, he'll stick his hand over the aron, or if we're talking about a cemetery, over the kaver, and then he's going to become tame midaraisa. Oh, I'll not realize it. So therefore, they made a decree that anybody who comes within 4 amos, midrabanan is going to be viewed as he's tame mace, because of those who eat taros, the Rabbanan are afraid that again he's going to go near it and think that he's tahor and end up eating his taharos in a state of tumah. V'tana tuna, and we bring a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us chatzar akever obed betocha tahor, that if you have the courtyard of a we're talking about a kuchav here. I love seeing, like, if you go up north, you see a lot of the mamish, the kevarma of the Tanaim. It's exactly how the Mishnayos and Bava Basra and the Gemaras there are discussing it. It used to have, it would be, I think, 3-3-2. And then in the middle, you would have a chatzer. And that chatzer was, that chatzer is going to be where they would, from that chatzer, they would have a hole in each caveat kilu that you would put in that would be like a family plot, a family mara. That's what they used to do. So this family mara. So the law is, if you're in this kuch, then you're going to be tar. You're not going to be tamei vusha ba'arba amos. And according to Bishamai, though, you need to have 4 amos, because if it's less than 4 amos, then it's not going to be considered a 4x4, 4 amos or 4 amos. It's not considered a significant area, and therefore it's part of the kuch. We are afraid that you will be mitame lemes. However, that's Bishamai. Beisila say arba tfachim. As long as you have 4 tfachim, that's chashuv. You don't need any more than that, and therefore it's a significant self-contained area, and Beis Hillel would say that's all you need in the kuch, and you would not become tameh. So the Gemara now says, when do we say this halacha Beis Hillel that you have 4x4 tzvachim is okay? Shepischav lemala, when the courtyard's entrance is from the above, where the court, meaning this chatzah, they're coming again, and then inside of it is the kuch. That if you are able to come in and you're coming from the top of a pischav min atzad, but if the courtyard entrance from the side. So then, divrei kol arba amos, Beis Hillel would agree that you need 4 amos. To which the Gemara is going to ask, why would there be any difference? Klapei Leah, which side does this make any sense to point out that this should be true? Adraba, minatzad, mi'amidar v'nafik. At the opposite, I would have argued that from the side, they're leaving the courtyard, you're going to be further away as you're exiting from the kuch, and therefore I would have assumed that there's less likely that you are going to accidentally pass over the and be mile on the mace, on the kever. Milamala, yeah, shadulamala, but when it comes to, if you're coming from the top, lachora, it's more likely that you are going to become tameh, and therefore this chiluk seems to be very difficult. So says the Gemara, right? When do we say that this halacha is 4x4? Then you need 4 amos, because if you don't, then there's a real chash, even according to Beis Hillel, that one would in fact become tameh by being near it. So we see from over there that it's 4 amos. These halachas that you could be within dalar amos is only referring to the kuch over here, that it had a specific chatzar in the middle of it. Because you could distinguish it from the area of the dead body, as we pointed out, because they're in a different separate area in like the little holes on the side. Of almeis ba'alma tafis. But that, when it comes to a general case, though, that's the diuk we're making, that this Mishnah seems to imply that a general mace would in fact be problematic within Dalad Amos. And that's the halacha, that you cannot come within Dalad Amos. Mia Eish Asher Eiras Eish, same thing with the Kohen. If Lachla Maisa, we should have known from him, but if found out a Levi, if a Kohen is going here, so he can't go within Dalad Amos of the Aron of the Nifter. Me'eshesher eros isha, the woman, we're talking about if obviously if it's outside, inside obviously can't go anywhere in the building. Me'eshesher eros isha, person who did eros in the woman, did not do nesuin, so then he's going to go to his house, because maybe someone else is going to take her. So Tana Rabbana Asher eros, echad maris es abasul, v'echad maris es almana, v'echad shemeres yava, v'afilu chamisha achad mesman melchama, kulan chozim. So that's what we learn in this brace. This is going to flesh out a little bit more what we say in the Mishnah. This halacha, we all learned all these halachas in the Mishnah, and that is that if you did erisin, whether it's a woman who's a divorcee, or whether it's a shomeres yavam, or if it's even one brother dies and there's 5 other brothers, so they all go back, even though only one of them is going to be doing the yibum, but still they're all considered, because of the zika is going to create the fact that they go back. Lo lakach v'lo lakcha prat l'man l'kohen gadol. So, but the fact that lo lakach is not taking her, it's excluding a widow to a kohen gadol, grusha chalutza l'kohen hedya, because these people are not allowed to have a lekuchen. They're not supposed to be married to these people. Mazervis and Asinla Yisrael, Basel, Lamamzer, Elenisan, all these people are usher, and therefore they're not in the exemption to lekicha, because it implies that some women are allowed to have a lekicha with, you're allowed to be married to, and these people obviously you are not allowed to be married to. So the Gemara points out, Lema de lo Rabbi Yosef Aglili, l'chora, this teaching is not with the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Aglili. We ID Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Amar, Hayara v'aracha levav, zeh amisara me'arveya shabri adom. Who is the Yara v'aracha levav? Someone who's feared. What are you really fearing for? Not fearing the war, rather you're fearing that you have a virus. So this person goes back. So according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, a person who violates halacha, he has to go back. So he's violating this Isra D'Raisa of a kohen married to a grusha, a kohen gadol to almana, right? All they're violating an Isra. So according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, they have to go back. But the Braisa says that these people are not exempt from going back. So this lechor is against Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So the Gemara answers, no, afilu tam Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that you can answer this really is the shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, kede Rabba. We're talking about the shita of Rabba. Damar Rabba, le'olam einu chayav ad she'ivol, that a Kohen is never going to be chayav malchus for marrying a woman who's a Isra Kehuna until he actually has relations with her. Because we learn out the lashon of lekicha, le'ikach, Layikach is a reference to, and v'layichalel, matam layikach, what's the reason he should not take her and marry her? Mishum layichalel, he should not profane. And that is only when you actually have bia, when you have relations, so as long as the kohen doesn't have relations with her, he has not violated the Isra Daraisa yet. So we're talking about he did Erisin, he didn't do Nisun, yes, he didn't violate any Isra Daraisa. Mishumachi, ein aloke ad she'ivol. Because of this, he does not get Malkos until he actually has relations with her. So then, according to Rabbah, a Kohen who does Erisin but does not do a Nisun yet, even according to Yossi al-Galili, he does not go back because he is not Yerav Yachalav, he's not violated an Avera yet. He's about to, but he hasn't done it yet. So therefore, he is not, right, you're not guilty until you actually do it. A person who's Nechshav to do an Avera doesn't actually do it yet. He's not on that same level. He's not the Yerav Yachalav, and he still has a chance to do tshuva. Tadar Rabbanan, we go weiter in the Braisa, Asher Bana, Asher Nata, Asher Eras. We learn from over here, why is it telling first you built something, you planted something, and you did it, since you can have an additional level of interpretation to teach us that we're telling you a proper way a person should conduct himself. Shivna Adam Bayis Vita Karam. First a person should build a house, plant the vineyard, and only afterwards should he marry a woman. And Shlomo mentioned this in his wisdom. You should go prepare yourself in the field, and afterwards build yourself a house. This is a house. That is a woman, and therefore Shlomo is telling a person to first prepare himself with a house and a livelihood, and only then should one be marrying. Obviously, in a situation where that's not possible, a person is going to go to medical school, so he's not going to get married until he's 32. A person has a degree in whatever field there's going to be, a doctor, a dentist, whatever, even a lawyer. Right? Nowadays, the way that the Matthias is in going to college, etc., to have a partner, so is really not so possible, and that's why Baruch Hashem, we're able to we have a little bit differently, get married earlier and have a little help, whatever, figure it out. But this is an ideal. It for sure is in an ideal world where you'll be able to accomplish all that by 20. So then you have to finish high school at 14 and then be able to move on. Okay, Davar, that's what they used to do. They're a little more mature than we are now. Davar Acher. So another thing we can learn, Acher Bechutz Malachla is a Mikra. This is preparing yourself for learning Torah. Prepare yourself in the field. That's referring to Mishnah. Achar Vanisa Vesecha. Then the Gemara. Then only learn Gemara. Meaning, before you get into learning Gemara, first you prepare yourself by learning Pesukim, by learning the Torah, and then learning Mishnayos. Then only then will you be able to fully understand Gemara. The Achar Hachin Bechutz Malachla is a Mikra. So Mishnah. This is referring to Mikra. Mishnah Veatida Besadelach Ze Gemara. This is referring to the study of Gemara. Achar Vanisa Vesecha Elu Maisim. Tovim. These are the good deeds. One who seeks to perform these Maisim Tovim will have this chus of being able to learn Torah properly. Rabbi Lazar, Binosh Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Hachein, Bachutz Melachla Zamikra, Mishnah, Ugimara. It's referring to also the study of Gemara. Vatida Basadalach, Ela Maisim Tovim. These are referring to the good Maisim of Achar Venisim Vesach, Adrosh, Vekabos Char. Atul Zodriyal, it's telling us that you will receive the word for learning Torah. So somebody who's learning in Torah, and as Maitim Toivim, he's going to be able to receive extra word because he's going to know how to prepare himself to do every good thing that comes his way. He's going to know and be Meshakel how to do it the best possible way. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that someone who builds a house in the original place does not return. Rabbi Yehuda is going to be masking, though, if the house fell down and he adds even a single row of bricks to that house, Choser, then he's going to be considered somebody who's building something new. According to Yehuda, it's very limited. Only if you exactly built what you had before, the same material, and don't add anything, then we don't assume that you go back. But if you're adding anything to it, that is considered like a new house, that's a new construction, and that would be someone who does go back. Someone who built a house of bricks in Sharon would not be Choser. Why not? Because the Bryce teaches us they would have to rebuild it twice every 7 years, meaning it only lasted 3.5 years, so it was a very temporary structure, and therefore you would not be part there from going to war. Built a house and inaugurated it, those people are, as long as it's been a year, he doesn't do any service whatsoever, he doesn't even provide the army needs that are not the actual combat needs. Tanar Rabbanan, Isha Chadasha, Inli El Isha Chadasha, I only know a new wife, that if she's a basula. How do I know, Manu Grusha Minayin, how do I know that if she is either a divorcee or a widow, that she would be pater, that he's pater also from going to war. Talmud Lomar, Isha, it says a wife. Mikol Malkum, no matter what type of wife he takes, his marriage is going to exempt him from war. Imkein Matel Lomar, Isha Chadasha. So why does the Torah tell you a new wife? Ma, mi, Shechad Shalom. It's teaching of this exemption that one who is new to him. This excluded a person who takes back his divorcee, that it's specifically someone who's not new to him, and therefore, if you remarry your old wife, we saw that in the Mishnah, you would not go, you would not be pater from being in the army. He doesn't go to the army. In this case, we're talking about the person who already did nisuin, and now he's shana rishona, or a person who has the vineyard also doesn't go out. So maybe you would think that he has to repair the roads. That he does not go with regards to any manner, meaning that he doesn't even have to prepare for the water or lechem mazon for the army. I would have thought that maybe this is including in this tour even one who built a house and has not inaugurated it yet. Not to care v'lo chilo, planted a vineyard and has not redeemed it yet. Aris isha alav, the basic saying upon him, this lashon of alav yatamavir, that upon him you may not place this lechem mazon of alatamavir lechem, but other people who are part there, meaning those who are leaving the war, those people would in fact be chayev to help out the war effort without actually being in combat. Umachar ksev lo yavor. Pasuk says that he doesn't have any army service, so then lo yetzev mitzav alamalei, then he should not go out to the army. Obviously, if he's not lo yavor going, then he's obviously not going to be part of the army. Why are you mentioning it again? So the Gemara says, you're right, it's not teaching you any new chiddush. Rather, lavor lo v'shnei lavim, that if a person does in fact go to the army, he is going to be violating two different Isser De'oraisas. That he's going to be violating two different Isser De'oraisas, and that's why he mentions it two different times. Says the next Mishnah, Vayasu Hashotrim Ladabre La'am, the Shotrim are going to speak to the nation, and they're going to say, anyone who's Yerav Levav, right, and should go back to his house, and because he shouldn't scare everybody else. So the Gemara says, who are these people? Rabbi Kiva Omer, Hayar Barach Levav Kimashpa, someone who is very scared of war. He's very, very scared. He gets terrified. And therefore, he is not going to be helpful at the battle stage. And that's going to be problematic. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Hayer Aveirach Levav, Zeho Mesiara Min Avero Shabiyodo. Rabbi Yossi Aglili said someone is frightened and scared. That is referring to someone who's fearful of his sins. That's that are literally the sins that are in his head, meaning that he violated halachas. And therefore, even if you have machshavos roos or whatever it might be, that person is not a tzaddik, and he's afraid that he shouldn't be fighting in the war. Lefichach, so therefore, talsula Torah kol elu. The Torah tells exemptions about building, planting, and marrying in order that the sinner cannot be embarrassed, and he can also go with them. Similar to what we see by the korbanos that we bring, where the korban of the chatas is, we also have the ola, because people are not going to notice. They're not going to say, oh, this guy violated an Isser D'oraisa, it's like embarrassing for him. So he won't notice. So we're so careful. The Torah is so careful not to embarrass somebody. How much more so? We also have to work on this. That, you know, we're one of those halachas, for some reason, that people aren't so careful with. You know, people embarrassing people in public. It's mamish. And many, some Rishonim, actually halacha l'maisa would say, if someone put a gun to you and said, go embarrass him in public or take the bullet, according to many Rishonim, it's mamish yarag v'yavar, based on the story of Yehuda and Tamar, they take it literally. And therefore you should take the bullet. Okay, I'm not saying that is necessarily halacha l'maisa, but we see how chamer this avera is about embarrassing someone. We should be very careful about that, never to cause any embarrassment for anybody. So the Gemara Vayter, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Almana LaKohen Gadol Grusha VeChlutz LaKohen Hed Yom Azer Sunasin LaYisrael Basel Nisin Amzamzin Harei Hu Hayer Averach Alav. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, these people are specifically in the category that it's referring to a sinner, but the Gemara is going to have an afkamina between the two, but Isser D'oraisa. But that is Rabbi Yossi is telling us that it's these people over here that are. In contrast, Rabbi Yosef Lili is saying that it's only these people. That the officers are finishing, they should appoint leaders to be in front of the people. The Mishnah adds to Vakeva Shalam and to the back. Why? Why do you need the leaders in the back of the troops? Because there are people who are there to help those who had fallen. And also there should have people even behind them, the whole entire army. And they have these iron axes in their hands. And anybody who would try to turn around and run, at Shokav, then the guard has the right to cut off his legs, because this person is a rodef. Why? Turning on the next time. Chilas Nisa Nefila, that the beginning of running away is a downfall. We're going to see that's literally the wrong dicta. It should be the Chilas Nefila Nisa. The Gemara says Shenemar Neisusel if name Plushim Yomek Vagdala Yisabam. They started running away, and then they suffered a terrible blow in that war with the Plushim. Lalan Omer Vayinusu Anshe Yisrael Mipnei Plushim Vayipalu Chalalim. they fell. And this also showing us that if they start running, even one or two people start running away, it leads to a tremendous lack of morale to the army. And that is why we don't allow that to happen. And since the guy is in the category of a rodef, then he endangers the life of other people. He would be allowed, in order to stop him, it's permitted even to kill him. That's the halacha. He's mamash the din of a rodef. He's endangering the lives of others, and you're allowed to kill him. Rav Nevensol holds that somebody who's just pointing out a rodef and someone who's endangering the lives of others, Rav Nevensol holds that someone who drives recklessly, drives like speeding like crazy, etc., that is somebody who is also considered a rodef. And Rav Nevensol said, Akadikach, that you'd be allowed to slash his tires to make sure that he doesn't drive. I asked him recently, because I always heard that, and I wanted to just confirm that, and I asked him if that he actually held that way, and he said yes. He holds he's a rodef. He holds that the person who's driving recklessly is a mamish rodef. Okay, the Gemara says that we should all drive safely. That is with regards to wars that are simply a discretionary war. You're just deciding to do it. Of a melchamas mitzvah, but a melchamah of mitzvah, right? That we're going to see the melchamah of Yoshua. That those type of melchamas, everybody goes to the war. Even a chasan and a kala, that's a big shadow. What do you mean kala? The women don't fight. So what are you saying kala for? So the others answer, maybe their advice explains that it's talking about that she's not able to get married. She has to leave her chuppah. Mamash in the middle of the chuppah, her chasan runs out, she doesn't get married to him. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, b'med Rav Murim, b'chamas mitzvah. Which halacha do we say this? The halacha of b'chamas mitzvah, b'chamas chova, a war of obligation, a kol yotzin, everybody goes out, afilu chasan, mechadra, v'chala, mekubasa. What's the solution of chova versus mitzvah? The Gemara is going to address what exactly Rabbi Yehuda is coming to disagree with in the end of the Amud Vayera. Ma'ika ben Rabbi Yosi Aglili Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi'ika ben Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yosi Aglili. We had a machlokas. What are they arguing about? Why is it one say that only the one who's a grusha the coin hedjot and grusha the coin hedjot and almana the coin gadol and nisan Israel? Why ika benei avira derabana? We're talking. There's an afkamina. Is that according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili? Even according to even if it's an isra derabana, he would go back from the archei mechama. That he does not differentiate between one type of avera. Even if it's an Isra Rabbanan, he is going to go back. So the Gemara points out, Kiman Azal decided, so this Reisa, who it says the following, Sach bin tefillin tefillin, if a person spoke between his putting on tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, and so then, avera yibiyado, and he didn't say a second bracha, so then he violates an Isra Rabbanan, v'chozer aleh marcha mechama. Even such a person, if he did it be amazing, would go back. Ad kedei kach. Come on, that must be Kerbi Yosef Lili holds that even an Isra Rabbanan is something which a person is not supposed to be doing. We see that very chamar thing. To be talking in between the Tefillin Shaliyat and Tefillin Shalrosh, many Rishonim bring a raya from Avir because you're creating a bracha shina tzricha, and therefore you're really only supposed to say one bracha. You're only supposed to say laniach tefillin, al mitzvah tefillin. You're not supposed to say only if you talk. Would you say al mitzvah tefillin? That is the opinion of many Rishonim, that's the opinion of the Rambam, that's the opinion of I believe the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Ashkenazim followed Tosfos, who hold that they have a way to reread this Gemara, and they explain that you do lechadchila make two brachas. So that's the vast majority of Ashkenazim follow that. The Gra, I believe, only said one. So those who follow in Eretz Yisrael, you have people who follow the Gra more. So then they'll also only say one bracha. I think also Shulchan Acharav also only said to say one bracha. But the vast majority of standard Ashkenazi practice is to say two brachas. Now the Gemara says, "Ma'an tanal adetan rabbanan shma kol karnos ve'irtia." Someone who heard the sounds of trumpets and he got very scared. Hagavas trisin ve'irtia, or he heard these shields banging against another and he got very scared. Tichtuch karavos a man shutin al gavakava. Or if he saw swords and he got so scared that he started to urinate from the pachad. Choser returns to his house. Come on, lemer Rabbi Akiva ivelor Rabbi Yosef Lila. Chor this Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Yosef Lila, because if it was Rabbi Yosef Lili, he's saying only we are scared from averas, not from actual mechama. So the Gemara says, no, but ha, afilu Rabbi Yosef Lili moder. Rabbi Yosef Lili would also be masking like Rabbi Akiva. Mishum dechsev lo yimasis lavav alam kelvavav. He should not create fear within others, like he's going to lower the morale of the army. So therefore, the pasuk is clearly telling us that someone bepashtus also, who is terrified of the milchama, just not because of averas, just because he's a scaredy cat, he also would be somebody who leaves the battle. When the officer is finished speaking to the nation, so the diktuk doesn't make so much sense. The Mishnah says the beginning of running away is a downfall. It should be the beginning of the downfall is running away. So why are you mentioning it like that? So the words, you're right, you should amend the Mishnah to tell us, to grammatically correct it, that the beginning of a downfall is running away. Everybody has to go. What the Rabbanan call Rishus is what Rabbi Yehuda is calling a mitzvah, and mitzvah Rabbanan is chovah the Rabbi Yehuda, and what the Rabbanan calling a mitzvah is the war of obligation according to Rabbi Yehuda. So meaning the Rabbanan are understanding, and Rabbi Yehuda, they're not disagreeing as what would pater someone from the milchama. Their machlokes is not really about who's exempt. It's rather just an unrelated point. It's which type of mitzvah, which type of milchama can be described as a milchames mitzvah. That's what we're understanding. So when the Rabbanan understanding something as being a Rechemes HaRishus, that Rabbi Yehuda is describing as a Mechemes Mitzvah. And the Mechava that the Rabbanan are calling a Mechemes Mitzvah, that's the same thing that Rabbi Yehuda is calling a Mechemes Chova. That is the din of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Milchamas Yoshua Lichbash Kol Chova. Everybody agreed that it's obligation when Yoshua was conquering Eretz Yisrael. Milchamas Bizdavid Ravcha, that everybody would agree that Rav Kol is Rishus. That when he's fighting Aram Tzava and expanding Eretz Yisrael just to have bigger borders and have vassal states, that also is pashut, that was obviously a reshus. That was only a voluntary mitzvah. Kipligi, that's all shadow though. What exactly changed anything? At the end of the day, if you're fighting in these wars, so you're also mekayim a mitzvah. The king told you to fight. So they should also be patur from all other mitzvahs. That's a big shayla. Kipligi lemeute of the kacham de lo leisei alayu. That if you're fighting a war to reduce the numbers of goyim around you because you're afraid that the mamash and yonah diyomba about fighting in Eretz Yisrael. As for sure, we're fighting because they're endangering our lives. So Mar Karle Mitzvah, one Rabbi Yehuda calls it a mitzvah, Mar Karle Harashus, whereas the Rabbanan call it a Milchames Harashus. That is the din. Nafkamina Osig Mitzvah Pater Min Mitzvah. Nafkamina is if you're Osig Mitzvah Pater Min Mitzvah, whether or not you're in that category. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they are considered in a mitzvah, and therefore they would be Pater Min Mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they are not necessarily, so therefore you would have to try to be able to Mekayim both mitzvahs, really, and actually, Mekayim Shneim, that's already another point, is that if it's not a tircha, then also we point out you should be Mekayim Shneim anyway. But that is the din of here, with regards to the strict halacha, we apply Osig Mitzvah, Partha Min Mitzvah. Hajjalach Meshuach Melchama, Hajjalach Meshuach Melchama, Hajjalach Meshuach Melchama. Now we are up to the next parak. The next parak is going to be discussing Egla Rufa, the next couple of blot. It's a very nice parak. That's a Chaim Kanievsky has a whole sefer on it. Many times I've discussed of learning. Gave over shir in Misachas Sota before in Shiva, so he used a lot. His sefer is wonderful. He has a wonderful sefer with a lot of nice ha'aras on the whole mitzvah of Egla Arufa. He was very into that. He says like you're doing a tchias amesim on the mitzvah itself, and because people don't really discuss it, you have a sefer now. People can read through it. So the Gemara says Egla Arufa v'lashon hakodesh. Egla Arufa is was specifically said in Lashon HaKodesh. That's why we're going to get into the Lachas of Egla Rufa, because we're still in the of the Mishnayos of things that had to be said in Lashon Kodesh in Hebrew. Shenemar kimatza chala badama v'yatzu zekanecha v'shavtecha. The pasuk says, if you find a dead body on the land, your elders and your judges are going to go out and they're going to measure from the nearest city. So what happens? They go to the nearest city, and then they have to go to a nachal eson, a valley which has not been planted, and they go there and they cut off the neck from the back. They have the kufis, and then they wash their hands, and then the zakenim say, "Yadina lo shavcho it's adamazeh, we didn't kill the guy." And then the kohanim are there, and they daven for rachmanus, and also based in Agadah Shushalim, also send representatives. We're going to see that in a moment. So that's the idea of Elag Arufa. So should be based in Agadah Shushalim, and three people from the Sanhedrin Agadah in Yerushalayim would go to where the dead body was found, and they would measure from there to the nearest city. Rav Yehuda Omer Chamisha. Rav Yehuda says that five judges would go out. Why? Shneimar zekanecha shneim. It says zekanecha, which is two. Vishavtecha is also referring to two shneim. In basic shalko, we know you can't have an even amount of judges. You have to have an odd number so that they could always outrule and have an actual have a judgment. Musaf another on echad. You add another one, so therefore you have a total of five. So now, when does the lach of egel rufanan apply? Nim to tavan begal. If the dead body was found in a pile of stones, o tale beilan, or hanging from a tree. In these examples, you do not have egel rufa. O tafap neamayim, or they found him. A dead body on the water, loy orphan, they would not. Why? Because the pasuk is going to tell us, ba'adama. Specifically, it says in the land, velo tavan go, it's exercise of teaching it only if it's on the adama and not if it was in a pile of stones. Nafal, velo, talavila, if it's fallen and not hang from a tree. The sada, velo tafap neamayim, but sada teaches you in a field, not in water. That's what we learn from all these Gzeres HaKasuv. So the Gemara says, Nimtza Samach Lasfar, what about if it was found close to the border of Eretz Yisrael? Oli Irshe, Ruba of the Klem, or a city that mostly non-Jews there. Oli Irshe, Inva Basin, or a city where there is no Basin, meaning even a Sanhedrin Ketana, which is the 23 Smuchin that they used to have in every bigger city. Loi Arfa, they would not be able to do the Egla Arufa. So that halacha, they would not do they would do the measurement, some say. So that's halacha. In modern in El Alir, Sheish Babaistin. They could only do the measurement from the closest city, which had an established Basin of 23. The Gemara is going to discuss what exactly this Mishnah is referring to. Mike Amar. So what's the Mishnah saying? Where do we see, though, and then the Mishnah, going back to the first halacha, that Egla Rufa had to be mentioned in Hebrew, where do we see that anywhere over here? So says the Gemara, Amar, Biabel, Hachi Amar, Shenemar, Va'anu, Va'amar. The Pasuk says they should speak up and they should say, V'lalamer, Va'anu, Alev, Va'anu, from the Hargizim and Harivah. We learn that they should speak up and say, there, Malan, Mani, Amur, Lala, and Belashan HaKodesh. We know that over there, by the The halacha, we learned it from a lot of times already by Birkas Kohanim. We learned it from a lot of halachas to the Harkizim Harivel had to be in Hebrew. So too, Afkan, Lashon HaKodesh. So too, the speaking of mentioned Agla Rufa also had to be Lashon HaKodesh. V'seder Agla Rufa Ketan, how would they do Agla Rufa? Ki matzah chala ba'adama v'yazag nafashav. Dachal ha'shlosha v'beisin agadu shabashan me'yil yotzin. And therefore, the Mishnah is bringing a raya, but and that the hemshech of the Mishnah is just continuing to a different halacha, teaching us what exactly is the procedure of the Egla Arufa. Rabbi Yudomer Chamisha, Rabbi Yudomer said there was five judges who would go out. Tana Rabbani would learn in Breiso, V'yatsa Zekanecha V'shavtecha, Zekanecha Shnayim V'shavtecha Shnayim, two and two, main based in Shaka, you don't have an even based in, most of them in Odechad, you would add another judge. Haray Kan Chamisha, we learn from over here that it must be five. There Rabbi Yudomer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Zekanecha Shnayim, V'in based in Shaka, only two. And we learn from there that it can't be an odd number. So most of the leonachad are kan shlosha. It's three. So the Gemara asks Rabbi Shimon, what does he do with the pasuk? Hana miksev veshoftecha. It says veshoftecha, which should be like Rabbi Yehuda's drasha should have five. So the Gemara says hamomid bailei lemiuchadin shemot shoftecha. No, that halacha teaches us that we have to have members from the Sanhedrin Gedola coming to do the measurement from the distance of the dead body to the nearest city. That had to be done specifically by the Sanhedrin Gedola. That is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Mizikneis Nechad Nafka, so where does Rabbi Yehuda learn that out? He learns out from the fact that it says Zikene. It should have just said Zikne. Why does it say Zikanecha? So we learn two different halachas. One is to teach us who is in the number of the people who are judging the case, the five judges. And the other one is also that they have to be from the Sanhedrin. Rabbi Shimon, how would he answer? Ikazu Rachman Zikne, if it just said Zikne, it's not a reboot, it's not an extra reboot to learn like Rabbi Yehuda, because if it just said Zikne, I would have thought the wrong thing. Havamina Afilu Zikne Hashuk. I would have thought even the elders of the marketplace may perform this measurement. Katzav Rachmana Zekenecha, they teach you Zekenecha, that only those who are on the Sanhedrin are allowed to measure. Because Rachmana Zekenecha, if they teach you your elders, Havamina Afilu Sanhedrin Ketana, I would have learned even the judges of the Sanhedrin Ketana, they may perform this measurement. Katzav Rachmana Zeshavtechta, Lemiuchadin Shavashavtecha, because it's specifically the Miuchadin, the select ones, the judges, who are the judges? The judges are referenced to, these judges are the, referring to the Sanhedrin Gedolah. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Rabbi Yehuda on Shabbos, and we'll pick up the recording Be'ez Hashem on Sunday.